Hi, it's Kay Henderson from IKEA Insights. Happy New Year to you. We're on a dog walk and I've just turned out of the wind actually. It's pretty wet this morning. So I thought I'd record something. It's the 13th of January. And the first full week, last week of backpackers is behind us. Emails are starting to flow again and meetings are landing in the diary. And for many people, the pace has already picked up, possibly a bit faster than they expected. So if you're listening outside, like I am, you might notice it's the winter's still here. The ground's, it's not as hard, it's pretty wet underfoot. You probably hear the squelching. And the morning's still dark though. And everything in nature is still taking its time. And yet work has already asked us to be fully switched on. So I'm inviting you just to take a pause, ideally have a walk outside or grab a cuppa and go into the garden, just briefly, and reflect on how you've re-entered this year so far. By now, many people are feeling, I think, one of a few things, either a quiet sense of déjà vu. I wrote a LinkedIn post on this last week. Remember that déjà vu feeling in sales for many years. Or a kind of low-level pressure to hurry up and get up to speed. Or maybe there's a bit of a flatness they didn't expect after the break. I know I'm still trying to shake off a cold, so I'm still coughing and spluttering. So apologies if I sound a bit snotty. But, you know, none of these things mean that anything's wrong. January often brings a kind of emotional, bit of an emotional lag, especially for, you know, experienced, capable people who are used to carrying a lot of responsibility. So, you know, you haven't failed to start the year strong. I think you're just adjusting. So let me just think back to the last week. Let's start there. Not what you achieved or what you delivered, but more how it felt. What kind of emotional kind of tone for your days? That's a springer running past me. What's the emotional tone? And did you feel energised, even if just briefly? And you may have felt some tension or some resistance or a bit of heaviness. And I think one of the most useful signals are not actually loud. They're just quiet moments that sometimes we can move past possibly a bit too quickly. So January, I think, has a bit of a habit of pulling us straight back into old patterns, old roles or expectations or versions of ourselves that were shaped by previous structures or targets or identities. And you might notice yourself thinking, oh yeah, I know how this goes, or here we go again. And that sense of déjà vu is important because it's not negativity, it's information. And it may be pointing you to something you've outgrown or even a way of working that no longer fits as kind of cleanly as it once did. So I'm seeing that there's a lot of noise right now. This 90-day plans and resets and resolutions and acceleration. And I mean, I'm personally not a fan of New Year's resolutions, but you know, I think momentum, it doesn't always come from pushing harder. I think it comes more from realignment. And notice things like, what are you carrying into this year? Like a bad hangover from last year. But without questioning it, you know, what expectations have you inherited rather than chosen? And you might want to approach, you know, things a bit differently, not dramatically, but more consciously and deliberately. So, as you move into the next couple of weeks, you might want to sit with a few questions. What am I already being pulled into, kind of on autopilot, automatically? What's asking for more intention rather than effort? You don't need answers yet, but you know, sometimes clarity tends to come after attention, not before. I apologise if you can hear some heavy breathing. The springers are keep running by me in the heavy pants, and it's not me, I promise. So if this first week has felt a bit heavier or a bit flatter or just more familiar than you expected, it's means that you know you're not behind, you're noticing, and that's often where the most meaningful change begins. It doesn't have to be huge change, it just may just tweaks of how you approach things can help change your energy and everything else. When I get back home, I'll create a worksheet to go along with this kind of reflection, and you know, you can use it now or later this week. I just don't think you need to rush, frankly. I don't think January is asking anybody to reinvent themselves. I think it's just asking us to arrive. And the word that I'm thinking of is recalibration, recalibrating ourselves into the year. So thanks for listening and taking a few moments to step outside. Take care. I'm updating my website this week, so I'm going to post these reflections monthly now. Decided I'm going to do something monthly, so I'll be putting them on the website. So there's a kind of repository there. So yeah, take care, and I'll speak to you again soon.